Bruchem Abayim to the sixth and continuing series of Shiurim on the structure of the Chumash in the eyes of Chazal. And last time we ended with the Sivkat Nehev Chazon Ish of Simen Kuf Chaf Hei in Sidur Sudas Parshas HaTorah, and we've been speaking about how Chazal have viewed the Chumash as being, in a certain sense, a type of a Torah Shebe'al Peh. In particular, we spoke about the Vayikra, which is Oil Moed, and the Oil Moed actually represents what's called Achar HaDibur, and that's the point that the Chazal understood that that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually making drushes. Actually, that's on the Teres Kahanim represents the drush. Well, it's the Sefer Vayikra and Oil Moed represents the Teres Shebe'al Peh of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what I want to do is I want to go off a little bit on this tangent. It's not a tangent, but it's a tangent relative to the Chazon Ish, which means that we're not going to speak about, we're not going to refer to the Chazon Ish, but we're going to speak a little bit what the drushes of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu made drushes. How do we know he made drushes? So, I have the Gemara in Tamur in front of me, Tazayim Mar Aleph. The Gemara in Tamur says, we must need Satana, we learn in the Braisa, Elef v'sheva v'yoyis kalm v'chamurin, Ugzeras Koshois, the Sefer Nishtach Bimei Oblish Moshe. So, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu certainly made Kavachoymes, he made Gzeras Shavas, and he made the Dukei Sefer. Now, what are the Dukei Sefer? So Rashi explains the Dukei Sefer means Mepharis Bishkolim Shaosu Ateras Spheres, 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 because Tesbab Noshin, Poetry Tzoraseim, that's the first version of Yavamas. Your Gimel Dvom Shnemu Pnevela Sa'oif, right? Tor, Chamisha, Lo Yisru Moshe, Tzufa Dvom, Umonam Yachat, Shlo Yishtachu, Umi Yisim Tetuke Shadai Lo Tzifu Nishtachu Mei Evlo Shamaisha. So, Rashi learned Tetuke Tzifu means things that they still weren't with Tzavis. That doesn't really count. So what the Gemara actually is saying is that the two types of drashas that Moshe Rabbeinu made were Kalva Chaymes and Gzera Shavas. Which means that we should see in the Chumash itself Gzeira Shavas, and we should see in the Chumash Kal V'Chaymes. Okay? Now, we do know that Moshe Rabbeinu made Kal V'Chaymes. We're going to look at the Gemara Mishnah a little bit later on. The Gemara and Shavas and Pezayim and Aleph said Moshe Rabbeinu darshan Kal V'Chaymes. He darshan the Kal V'Chaymes regarding breaking the Luchos, and he darshan the Kal V'Chaymes regarding being punished by Aisha. Those are two Kavach Chaymes by Shadashim. But of course, those Kavach Chaymes are not really in the Chumash. The Chazal HaPoyim doesn't make Kavach Chaymes. But where do we see Kavach Chaymes in the Chumash? So actually, in the Yud Gimel Midas, right? In the Yud Gimel Midas, in Kavach Chaymes, I just brought this because it's a nice text. In Yud Gimel Midas, the Brice of Rabbi Yishmael, Mikavah Chayma Ketzad, right? So here's the pasuk in Devarim Bamidbar. Vayom Hashem Al Moshe Vaviyah Yorak Yorak Befaneh Haloi Tichalim Shivas Yomim. It's Mashal Chazal learned in the pasuk the Kavah Chayma. So in other words, Chazal learned Mamash in this pasuk in Bamidbar a Kavah Chayma, right? Haloi Tichalim Shivas Yomim from a Kavah Chayma from the Shechina. So in other words, Chazal learned actually this pasuk a Kal V'Chaymes, but actually Chazal understood in other parts of the Chumash a Kal V'Chaymes, which I want to speak a little bit about. How did Chazal know when Moshe Rabbeinu darshan the Kal V'Chaymes? Okay, so I want to give a little bit of introduction to this because it's something that really everybody, there's a very famous Agadata in Brachos, and most people know the Agadata, but very very few people actually know what the base of the Agadata is, even though Rashi says what the base of the Agadata is, but not everybody remembers the Agadata with Rashi.
Can I ask a bit about Kal V'Chaymes?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily something that's only part of the Torah. I mean, it's logical.
No, because we do say it. Adam ben Kal V'Chaymes liyaspeh. We'll speak about that, but it's one of the Midas.
And Moshe even made Kal V'Chaymes before.
No, we'll speak about that. But how did Chazal know he made a Kal V'Chaymes? I mean, either Ruach HaKodesh, or they saw something in the Chumash, they made a Kal V'Chaymes. We'll see this in a little while. There's a very, very famous Gemara Agadata right? And the Gemara says, very famous Agarata, it says in Nunheimer Aleph and Brochis, Bishar Shomel Kodesh Bochel Moshe, Lech Ebel Batzal, Asal Mishkan Aram the Kaver. So Kodesh Bochel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Batzal to make me a Mishkan Aram the Kaver. Halach Moshe, when Moshe, V'hafach, and he reversed it. V'amal lo asi Aram the Kaver, no Mishka. He fell first, began Aram, and then a Mishka. Amal lo Moshe Rabbeinu, Batzal to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said to him, Min Havlash Shal Adam, Min Havlash Shal Oila, the Minig of an Oila, Adam boyne bayis. When a person builds something, first he builds a house, and he puts kelim in it. But ta'oyme asal the aron the kelim mishkan aron the kelim. He told me make an aron a kelim and a mishkan. Kelim shani oizel leichen achnisam. If I make the kelim, we're going to put them in. Shema kachlo kolish bochel asak mishkan aron the kelim. So maybe kolish bochel said to you, for make a mishkan, then make an aron the kelim. Amalai, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Shem Betzal Kela, Yisav Yadata, etc., etc., Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, etc., etc. Okay, we'll leave for the Darshanim to explain what this, but the question is, how did Chazal know this? How did Chazal know that Betzal, is that a Kalvachoymim, he's a Misvara, when a person builds a house, then what's got him in the house? So actually, Rashi tells us, very simply, right? So Rashi says, it says in the Parshas, if you look in the Chumash, in Parshas Truma, right? First it speaks about the Mishkan, then it speaks about Kalim. So it speaks about the Kalim. These were all the Kalim. Actually, we're looking at the Mishkan. The text asks the question, but I don't know. I always understood the Parshas and Rashi is Basul Mishkan v'Yeshchanti b'Soichem. That's the Mishkan. And then after that, after it speaks about, after the Sivya on the Mishkan, right? Then the Torah speaks about the Yesiyah Zakela, right? It speaks about the Asul Mishkan Masoicha B'soicha. Then it speaks about the Shitim, speaks about the Aron, then it speaks about the Kapoiris and the Kuvim, and then it speaks about the Sholcha. In other words, if you look at Parashas Truma, you go from Mishkan to Kalim. However, when you go to Vayakal Pekudei, and they said what they made, it's just the opposite. In Vayakal Pekudei, right? First it speaks about, then they take all the things, the Chelas and Agaba, they made the things for the Mishkan, and then it speaks about the Kalim. So Chazar had a kasha. Why in Truma Tetzaveh does the Torah speak, and this is what Rashi says, why in Truma Tetzaveh does the Torah speak about Mishkan and then the Kalim? The Vayachal Pekudei, it says what? They first made the Mishkan, then they made the Kalim. So Chazal said it must have been that this was the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu must have, because the Asiyah is done by Betzalel. So Moshe Rabbeinu must have reversed the order. Baruch says, no, you can't say it like that. You have to first make a Mishkan and Kalim. So in other words, it was clear the Chazal, that there must have been a change around. There must have been a change in how it was constructed. So the fact is that Chazal understood from this change in the Chumash that there must have been a Svara to reverse the Tzivoy. That's how Chazal understood it. Okay? So now, if this is true, then we could see a little bit where does Moshe Rabbeinu make Chavachoyimus? For example, in Shabbos, about Pezayin and Aleph, the Gemara speaks about three things Moshe Rabbeinu may be doctor. Then the Gemara says, my dodge, way dodge. Okay, the first thing he was Moshe for Yom, we'll skip over that, okay? The next two things are actually Chavachoyimus. The Gemara says he was Shoveh the Luchos. Right? He was Shoveh the Luchos. Okay? And then the Gemara says, right? We shave the luchos. It was my dosh. Umar peshu echad b'tag mitzvah zabatera kabanich lucha b'atera kula, right? Alachas kabochayma. Okay, he was shaving the luchos. Chazal had a question. What gave Moshe ben Chashus to be shaving the luchos? He must have made a kabochayma. And after that, Chazal. Then from the pasuk, Hashem Shibati, Shakai Hashem Shibalta, It's clear why Moshe Rabbeinu kabel chayma. If there was no tzibur to be shayva the luchos, then somehow Moshe Rabbeinu must have been a kabel chayma. On the contrary, like Baruch Hu said to wrote the luchos, and told him to be the luchos to Klal Yisrael. He be shayva the luchos. There must have been a kabel chayma. Also, too, is parish ben aisha. Who gave Rishon to parish ben aisha? So, in other words, Chazal understood that inconsistencies in the Chumash, there must be an underlying kavah chayim asvara. Of course, a person is done with kavah chayim meyatzmi, that's called bidaito. And the Tosfos says it's an asmachta by Idorish, they're right. I don't understand what the Gur Aryeh says in the Chumash and Parshas Yisrael. I mean, the Tosfos is right. I mean, even if you want to say hayom vayom is a drosha, but the next ones are a kavah chayim abdun dan kavah chayim meyatzmi. So what I'm saying is that
why dafka kal chomer? Why not just the svara? Why the specific?
Because kavah chomer is one you give a midas, and it's the only one you give midas. The person's dam yatzvay. Like the Gemara says, "Some of the from sachen, other dam kavah chomer yatzvay." That's what I'm saying. In other words, if you're saying midayit, it has to be a kavah chomer. That's what I'm saying. It has to be a kavah chomer. In other words. What Chazal saw.
Did Moshe get these Gilmidas already? Did he know?
I'm not going into that right now. All I'm saying is like that. I'm going into like in the Chumash. Not only do we see explicit passage that speaks about a Kavah Chaimah, but we see that Chazal explained conflicts in the Chumash, things that Moshe Rabbeinu did that were like the Chayah, overtly connected to Halacha. Now what Kosh Babu Zafim. So Chazal understands that he did it midaita. And then after that, Chazal realized the Chazal was masking my yada. All I'm saying is, Chazal understood that the things that were done in the Chumash that seemed to be contrary to the Devar Hashem were Kavu Chumash and Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Bezalel, the Tzvar of Bezalel resolves the discrepancy between the order of the Tzivuyim and Pashas Tuma, and that with what? And that with in Vayalka Bekudah. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So, when the Gemara says that Kavah Chaim is forgotten during Moshe Rabbeinu, how did Chazal know Moshe made Kavah Chaim? Is that they knew from the Chumash, he made Kavah Chaim. It was Mukha Kadah Chumash to make Kavah Chaim. Okay? Now, the Gemara mentions another thing that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and that was a Gezerah Shavah. So where do we see, how did Chazal know that Moshe Rabbeinu made Gezerah Shavah? I mean, we make Gezerah Shavah because we see one word appears in two places. We make Gezerah Shavah. But how do Chazal know that Moshe Rabbeinu make Gezerah Shavah? So I want to take as an example probably the most famous Gezerah Shavah. Everybody learns the Gemara of Kiddushin, because this is the Gezerah Shavah that's used by the Ramban, right? Kicha kicha misnei yafra, right? How do we know that you're Makadosh and Bumbo Kesa? The Gemara in the very beginning of Kiddushin, Anfan Kiddushin, learns a gzera shava kicha kicha mistei efer, right? He says kikat ish isha, and then also says hinei kesef asada kach yimene. So Chazal make a gzera shava kicha mistei efer. Okay. Now it turns out that most people learn the Gemara literally. It says kicha here. This is with kesef, that is with kesef. However, as the Rishonim ask in the sugya, it's a little bit difficult because the kicha, right, the kicha that Yisha is going on the Isha, the kicha by Steyr Ephraim is going on the Kesef. So the Litvor says, Ksiv Hachaki. I'm reading the Litvor in the beginning of Kiddushin. Ksiv Hachikach, Ksiv Hasam, Asad the Kesef, Asad the Kach Mimene. Pirish Ma Hasam Kesef, Vachal Kesef. Says the Litvor, Lav Gzera Shava Mamashi. It's not really Mamashi, Gzera Shava. Da kicha kicha kaya Kesef, the kicha da kaya Isha. You can't say it's a gzeira shavah. The kicha is going on two different things. Ela gili milsa ba'almohu. It's a gili milsa ba'almohu. Uke'en yilame sosam in amafulish. The lisha, the kicha, the kosher chmona asa gluyim ad asa b'kesem hacha b'kesem u de kavosa b'talmuda. Okay, now, what's the Ritva saying? First of all, I think what the Ritva saying is something very, very interesting. I mean, obviously it's interesting, because they said, what is a gili milsa? So the fact is like this. It says in the Torah, yikach ish isha. So the Torah says you take a woman, right? You purchase a woman. How do you purchase a woman? How do we know how to purchase a woman? The Torah says yikach isha. In other words, the question is, what does it mean? Yikach, what does yikach mean? Gili milsa means the definition of a word. What does yikach mean? So, the fact is that it says somewhere else in the Chumash, Inei kesav sada kach mimeni. Okay? So we see the verb kicha is used in connection with money. So, therefore, since kicha is used somewhere else in the Chumash in connection with money, so therefore, it must be that in the context of the Chumash, kicha is connected with money. And therefore, it says kikach ish isha. Doesn't mean, it just means you're going to buy the woman, you buy an isha with kesav. Now, in a sense, what does it mean? Let's assume we can say that Moshe Rabbeinu made this gezeirah shava. Why is it gezeirah shava Moshe Rabbeinu? Because you would say, why is it gezeirah shava Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell you, right? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't tell you how you acquire a woman explicitly. But we see that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Moshe Rabbeinu used kicha, he used a connection with money. So, in other words, the Torah, which is in the context of the Torah, right? That was Mesurah to Moshe Rabbeinu, in the context of the Torah Mesurah to Moshe Rabbeinu, kicha, obviously, has to be with money. So this is exactly Shavuot made by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, in the context of the Torah that was revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, it must be the kicha is with kesef. So this is called the gezeirah shava Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, if we're speaking about a type of gezeirah shava, that in other words, you have one word in two places in Chazal create dinim, right? It's not a gilui milsa. You can say that's a gezeirah shava Chazal, but a gilui milsa, which means it's just a definition. How is this word being used in the context of some other word? That's called a gezeirah shava Moshe Rabbeinu, because is that a logical midah? It's not a midah, or logic, how we understand gezeirah shava. It's not really a midah. It's merely understanding a word from context. Like how they put together a dictionary, you know, they make dictionaries. What they do is they take a word, they see the context it's used, and from that they make a dictionary. That's what I understand. So in other words, when people make dictionaries, it's a gezeirah shava. They see a word in different contexts, and from different contexts they decide what meaning the word is. So in other words, that's called the gezeirah shava made by Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's interesting is that the two midas that the Gemara lists of the Moshe Rabbeinu made, midah number one is kal v'chomer, and midah number two is gezeirah shavas. These are actually midas made by Moshe Rabbeinu because they're midas that are within the context of the Chumash itself. In other words, we see that the Chumash itself is utilizing these midas, either in the kal v'chomer, the Chumash itself is using these midas as a way of reversing commands, or worse, of changing commands, and also too, the Chumash is using this midah as a way of contact. When Chazal learned within the Chumash, in order to explain things in the Chumash, I have to explain the pshat in the Chumash has to be either with a kal v'chomer or a gezeirah shava. Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't choose what words to write. Moshe Rabbeinu banned it.
I understand, but that's called by Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, that avad that the Torah glued to Moshe Rabbeinu, but that's called Moshe Rabbeinu. That's called Moshe Rabbeinu making gezeirah shava. In other words.
Like all you can read this, you can find the entire list. Why this?
I'm not so sure that. I'm not sure like this. I'm not sure the other midas are like a gilui milsa like this is. In other words, a klal of prat is a very specific logical concept. But you see, in the kal v'chomer, it's a gilui milsa. Gilui milsa means from the context of the chumash itself, from the context of the text itself. That's called Moshe Rabbeinu making gezeirah shava. Now, how can we say Kadosh Baruch Hu making gezeirah shava? Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is not. Because this is something we all know through the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the second is Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Torah Shabbat Peh is coming from the context of the Torah Shabbat itself.
So you're doing Gezeirah Shava, not a real drasha, it's only a smachta?
I didn't say smachta, it's called a gilui milsa, not shalom.
No, a real Gezeirah Shava. Why specifically just kicha kicha? What about another Gezeirah Shava?
Well, for example, let's say the famous Gezeirah Shava, let's say Dan Lama Dan on Aleph of the Rosh Hashanah. There the Gemara says Shvi Shvi. There, if you look at the Ritva there, the Ritva, first of all, the Gemara first brings a Hekesh, and then the Gemara brings a Gezeirah Shava. So the Hekesh Gemara brings just tells me that it's B'Shaifa. We learn from the Tekiya Shefa of Yom Kippur of Yovel to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but that's a Hekesh. You can say that maybe that's contextual. But then the Gemara brings a Gezeirah Shava. So says the Ritva and says, but there it's different, because there we add up how many Tekiyas I make. There was, I have to make three Tarats. There are two there and one there. How do I know that add them up with three here and three here? That's not contextual. That's already, you're creating a new halacha. That's a gezeirah shava. That's a bona fide gezeirah shava. In other words, there, I'm constructing a halacha that didn't exist neither in, I mean, in the Chumash, in Tosha Tzav, didn't exist either by Yovel, neither by Rosh Hashanah. But here, I'm explaining what does Kicha mean within the context of the Chumash. Right? And the fact that the Rifa, I mean, look, I mean, go to what the Zerah Shavas and the Chumash do. With the Kavasa Batalmus, the Rifa means, but many Zerah Shavas Chazal May are actually contextual. And not really, in other words, this type of So in other words, so I'm saying over here, these are midas that are made by Chazal. Now, I think it's worth it to, it's interesting, is that, so in other words, the Braisa in Tzemua, that speaks about Gezeirah Shavas and Kabachoymet, is Bedafka Zeros and Kabachoymas. Because I think those are the two midas, in my humble opinion, that are contextual within the context of the Chumash. I think contextual means either as a Gilim Yusuf Zeros Shabbo, or merely because we see, we have to, in order to explain the consistency of the text, we have to elicit a Kabachoyma, or a Svara made by Betzalel, or the Kabachoyma made by Meshra Beba. Now, It's interesting that in the very Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara actually lists three things. The Gemara says, in Pezayin Amal Aleph and Shabbos, the Gemara says, Gimel Devorim Osa Moshe Midaita. There are three things Moshe Rabbeinu did Midaita. Vizkim Kodesh Baruch Limo, Kodesh Baruch was masking with them. Hoysev Yomecha Midaita, Pirish Bina Ishi, Vashabbos Haluchas. Okay, three things he did, right? He added one day to Matan Torah. Pirish Bina Ishi, okay, now the first thing the Gemara lists are, I'll speak about that the last thing, but I mean, the last two things are, of course, Shabbos Haluchos. Actually, Shabbos Haluchos is made up the third thing. The third is Pirush Ben Aisha. So it was clear. Why was my, I mean? It was clear to Chazal that Pirush was Pirush Ben Aisha. Who came after Pirush Ben Aisha? That's what the Parish Benesh. So because of that, there must have been something of a Kabbal Chayma. Right? Parish Benesh is an exception. Look at the Rambam. You say that it's an exception. The president in Judah is not being Parish Benesh. So clearly Chazal had to explain this exception. So from this thing, there was a Gzeh Roshavah. In the case of Shavah, it's also true. Who gave Parish Benesh? Who gave Mishu to bring Meluchis? So there must have been a Kabbal Chayma. That's clear. Everything's working with that. The first case is very interesting. The first case, it says, Hoysib Yomecha Midaita. Okay? It's interesting. My Dorash. He was Dorash Hayom Amacha. It says in the Torah, Hayom Amacha. Hayom Kamacha. Mala Macha Lele Imai. Hayom Lele Imai. In other words, he was Dorash Hayom Amacha. So that already is not a... That already is not a Kama Chayma. Chayim Amacha. But I would claim it's not a drasha. Even though Chazai, even say Hayom Amacha, it's not like a Zerah Shav to compare Hayom as being evil to Macha. But the saying is that Moshe Rabbeinu, when Kosh Baruch told Moshe Rabbeinu Shimpeirish Hayom Amacha, he meant the night and the day. So he added another day. It was Hayim, even though Chazal say Hayim Kemacha Malamacha Leimu Hayim Leimai, right? So you could learn it was just a small that Moshe Rabbeinu made that it should be perished 2 24-hour periods. So therefore, it has to be the third day. That you can say. You could say it's a little bit of a Kavach, a little bit of a Gezeirah Shavah from contextual. In other words, just like Malchus is 24 hours, this is 24 hours. However, I think what was bothering Chazal is, according to the Cheshbon of Rabbi Yosi, why was the Torah given on the 6th day and the 15th? That's what Chazal are bothered by. In other words, Chazal seeing the Chumash, according to Rabbi Yosi, is that Rabbi Yosi says it was given, in other words, according to the Cheshbon of Rabbi Yosi, when they came on the first day of Sivan, right? Then the Torah should be given on his Sivan. Why in Vav Sivan? So, in other words, once again, Rabbi Yosi has to explain a discrepancy. How is explain a discrepancy? So there must be something midaita. Moshe Rabbeinu should have been something midaita. So, in other words, we have the same thing over here too. The same thing here is that Chazal are trying to explain a discrepancy. And the other way to explain the discrepancy is to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, actually did something midaita. That's what Chazal are trying to say. So I think Hayyim Macha is not really a midah, it's not really a drasha. The Moshe Rabbeinu decided that what Kol Bavol said Hayyim Macha meant 2 24-hour periods, and therefore a third day. That's my opinion. But the basic thing is still the same. Namely, is that in order to explain a discrepancy within the Chumash itself, then we're forced to say the Moshe Rabbeinu did something midaita. The Mida, which is used midaita, usually is a Kaval Chayim. And either this, Moshe Rabbeinu could have understood the command, or you might have understand the command was 24-hour day. Okay, be that as it may. Okay, so now we have the two midas of Moshe Rabbeinu, which are Kaval Chayim and Gezer HaShavah. And in the Gemara in Tavu, in Tazayin, the Gemara only mentions Kaval Chayim and Gezer HaShavah as being the midas which Moshe Rabbeinu was doing. Because Chazal understood that these midas, at least in many places where they use, are midas which are contextual within the Chumash itself. Now, I wanted to mention the Yisod of the Riffa, which I mentioned earlier, and I think is important here too. I mean, the Gemara says kicha kicha v'stayach. So how did that, people are going to say, oh, the Riffa was a big chiddush. Big chiddush, Gilei Milsa. How can you learn like that? It says kicha kicha v'stayach. No one learns like that. Okay? I want to claim the Riff is coming from the Gemara. Because if you learn Kiddushin, the Beis Amud Aleph, you'll see the Gemara does say Kicha Kicha B'Stei Re'efroi. But it turns out, if you look at the Gemara in Daven Adei, the Gemara says, Ein Kicha Ela B'Kesef. And it's mashka from the Gemara in Daven Adei, that in fact, the Libra of the Gemara is not, of Kesef is not from the Gezer HaShavah. Lim the Gemara is really from Ein Kicha Ela B'Kesef. And by the way, Rashi says Befulish two places. The Beis Amud Aleph, the Lim is from Dalam and Beis. So it turns out it's much, but if the Chazal itself is Pasha of the Gemara, that it wasn't a technical Gezer HaShavah Kicha Kicha, it was a Gili Milsa. It was a Gili Atzi. In fact, actually, if you learn the Rashi properly, most people don't learn the Rashi properly, Rashi doesn't learn the Gezer HaShavah's Kesef, by the way. He learned the Gezer HaShavah Kicha Kicha, the Kicha Kicha Kicha. That's what Rashi learned. He says it twice because he didn't believe him the first time. But in other words, but in any case, from the Gemara itself, it's Masha from the Gemara itself, is that the Gezer HaShavah was not Gezer HaShavah, but the Gezer HaShavah was Ein Kichel B'Kesef. When Ein Kichel B'Kesef was Ein Kichel B'Kesef mean? That means that in the context of the Torah, when we say Kichel, it's Kesef. Like you see Rav Avinu. That's what Chazal is saying. So what the Nifl is saying, I think, is more, no more, no less what Chazal is saying. Forget about the Dal on the base. Okay? Imagine sending you there too. Okay, fine. Now, the Gemara in Tzemura, which I mentioned, which I want to regard too, but the Gemara in Tzemura says actually three things. The Gemara in Tzemura says, in Tezayim and Aleph, the Masnisa Tana, it says Masnisa Tana, right? Ela b'sheva miyoyis kalam b'chamur and gzera shavos and dituki seifer b'stakum mei ovo shemoshe moshe. This was forgot during Eilu Shemoshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Omer Rabbi Yavo, says Rabbi Yavo, af apichein hechzirin osil ben kanaz mitachlu pula. Osil ben kanaz was machzir the midas to pilpa. What does this mean to Bilbo? Not if you spoke about that, another issue, but I want to say a little bit differently here right now. What was he maxer for Bilbo? And what is Bilbo? Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara, Lamed Ches, I think in the Dorim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Moirish to Klai Yisrael, was Pilpulei Shal Teira. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu was like, Tevas Ayin to Klal Yisrael to the Dorim. I think it's Lamed Ches. Okay, whatever it is. It's Lamed Ches. Moshe Rabbeinu was Meirish to Klal Yisrael Pilpulei Shal Teira. That's where Pilpul is used otherwise elsewhere in the context, right? Oh, very good. Let me see if I'm right, because I don't give the right da when I'm going to hear it.
Your wife's grandfather stopped paskening when you got the wrong duck.
I don't think that you have to stop paskening anyway. I've seen worse errors made by place kids. Whatever happens, I can't find. Ah, very good. Lamech Hasabon Aleph, anyway. Ela Pulpula Ba'a. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bar Chanina, lo nida Torah ela Moshe Lazara. Torah wasn't given to Moshe Ben Lazara, right? That's what she was doing, right? Shenem HaKasav Lecha Pasal Lecha. But Moshe Nog Ba Tevis Ayim and Nostal Li Yisrael. Moshe Ben was Nog Tevis Ayim and gave it to Yisrael. Malo Ba Kosta of Tev Ayim Hu Yavoy. Okay. Da-da-da, the Gemara Sakasha. So the Gemara says, what do you give Klai Yisrael? But Pula Shal Torah. Which means, a little bit in the Gemara, that the Pulut Shal Torah means he let, in other words, he didn't keep the Pulut Shal Torah himself. He gave the Klai Yisrael. In other words, the Pulut Shal Torah is something Klai Yisrael built above Moshe Rabbeinu, beyond Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, the Pulut Shal Torah is something Klai Yisrael used Pulut Shal Torah. Look at the Mitzvah Zakdama, Tem Mekshele, he speaks about this in detail. In other words, the Pulut Shal Torah means post Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, what is Pulut Shal Torah? So we spoke about, I'm going to claim, a pilpul is only possible after I have a text. It was in the creation of the text. You don't have to go a pilpul. We spoke about the Kavachomis of Moshe Rabbeinu, a Gilei Milsa. That's not a pilpul. That's from the context of the text. In other words, that's part of the text. The Gzeir Shavu Moshe Rabbeinu is part of the text. Or the Kavachomis is also part of the text. But what's the Gzeir Shavu of Shvi Shvi by Shaifar? It's not part of the text. You have two words and I construct something. That's called a pilpul. In other words, the Gzeir Shavu, which is a Gili Milsa, that's part of the Chumash. The Gzeir Shavu, proper, bona fide, which Chazal used to build things beyond what the Chumash says, at least what the Torah Shavu Sam says. We make three tarats out of Rosh Hashanah. But the text says, in one time by Rosh Hashanah, twice by Yovel. That's the Pulut Shal Torah. That's the Pulut Shal Torah. Because there, I already had the text, and I'm building upon the text. Pilpul means taking two texts and resolving them, or right, in a certain way. That's called a pilpul. A pilpul means taking two things that are contradictory and using a pilpul to resolve them. So in other words, when it says Ostino ben Kanaz was Maksa the Mituf Pilpuloi, it's Badavka Ostino ben Kanaz. Because all the Kanaz, the Moshe, the Moshe Rabbeinu made a Kavachai, a Gzeir Shavu, that's with the context of the Chumash. Ostino ben Kanaz makes Gzeir Shavu, that's already after the text of the Chumash, and therefore the text of the Chumash, we can only make a Pilpul. We can only make a Pilpul. So in other words, at least the pilpulin of Chazal, which is the bona fide Gzeir Shavu, that's called pilpul. That was given to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was given the authority to make the Pulut Shal Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu gave. But the pilpul of Klai Yisrael are more than just contextual Gilei Milsas. They're actually built upon the text themselves. They actually assume the text and they construct. Instead of being reconstructions, they're constructions. So in other words, that's what the Gemara means, that also the Gemara is Machzalim al-Derech ha-Pilpul. So now we have a Peshat in the Gemara Tzemuah. The Zeresha Moshe Ben is contextual. It's a Gili Milsa. The Pilpulim of the later generations, the Gemara's Lavdavka, are the strict Zereshavas that are made, in fact, by generations after that, and there they construct new halakhas out of Pilpul. And that's the Peshat in the Gemara.
Aren't Zereshavas given down from Moshe, and then done Zereshavas as well?
No, it's not Zeresh Al Yatzel. For Pulut Pakeh, Zeresh Al Yatzel in the Kabbalah.
That's what I mean.
Oh, we spoke about that another time. Look in hashkafacircle.com, you'll give me this book about that. What's called Alakha Meshavisina is not so precious.
But who's making Zeresh Al Yatzel then?
That's another issue. In Chazal, that's a different issue. There's a Nemuka Yosef. That's not so precious. First of all, even Chazal itself, there's a Nemuka Yosef in the first part of Chayvel, and there I think Ravina, Rafashi, makes up as a Gzeir Shavu. And Yosef says sometimes Chazal thought that something must be true, and to back it up, they created a Gzeir Shavu. It's a foolish in Luka Yosef. I want to say Allah Allah should be seen. Next, if you look at Rashi Yadayim in Perek Beis, and I see the Russian Hilchos Mikvah, it says, the main times Gemara says, Allah be seen, it just means it's a svara so good, it's just the Moshe Rabbeinu said. Then answer the Gemara in Chavtesa Mitbeis, now that I'm on the topic. Chavtesa Mitbeis, Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Rabbi Akiva was dashed in Kisei Oisius. Moshe Rabbeinu is back, doesn't understand what's going on. Everybody asks this question, right? Talmud asks Menaila, right? Akiva says Halacha L'Moshe Rabbeinu feels better. What do you feel better? And how come we didn't know Halacha L'Moshe Rabbeinu? Okay, everybody, how much ink is about this Gemara? This is a simple tailors. According to the Rosh, the Mikvahis, and the Rosh, I think it's Perak, don't make Perak Dal in Yadayim. By in Yadayim, it speaks about they did Maislis in Bavel. Halacha L'Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rosh says there in the Mefurash, Halacha L'Moshe Rabbeinu means it's as logical. You bring the Rosh and Nida and the Sechus Nida. Bring the Sechus Nida.
You mentioned it in the first year.
What? Maybe I mentioned it in the first year. The Rosh in Hilchos Mikvahis. It's a double bar, like halacha mishmina.
That means every halacha mishmina.
Not every halacha. Certainly, the case of here of mayim sheuvin, and the case of amal umayim masim meisah sheni, which is a mishnah yadayim. Is a mishnah yadayim. I think it's in Perek Daled. No, is a mishnah yadayim Perek Daled. I think it's mishnah yadayim Perek Daled. In any case, mishnah is in the foolish there. Look at the Rash. The Rash Bishan says the same thing the Rash says over here. So, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu felt great. According to the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu is the epitome of Seichel. When he heard that Rabbi Akiva said, Allah, what you're seeing, it means I'm doing off the Seichel. Moshe Rabbeinu felt better. That's what he's supposed to learn. That's supposed to learn through mysticism. He's supposed to learn through Seichel. That's the chapter of the Gemara. Simple. Up here he's showing him. That's the way the Rosh and the Rash will learn the Gemara in the Melchis. Okay, in any case, so we have over here a thing. The pshat here in the Gemara in Tamura is that he was Max up your pilpa. Now it's very, very interesting. I claim that's a gezeira shava. A kavah chaymer, a person can still dan a kavah chaymer for atzma. However, from a kavah chaymer, you have a binyanav. You have a tzara shava. So it could possibly that's called pilpa. So it's from a kavah chaymer comes other meters, binyanav, tzara shava. So that's called a pilpul. And from Gzeh HaShav, you have the standard Gzeh HaShav.
What does it mean? He wasn't only going to give it to his own sons and then he...
That's another pshat.
It's basic logic.
That's another pshat. That's Gemara. What the Gemara really is saying is that, like the Tziv says, that all Klaius, it says, we have no idea to understand how the Gemara came up with conclusions. All we have is pilpulish on Torah. Based upon who's the Gemara, we can make a pilpulish. That's what the Tziv says. But we can't go back and reconstruct what was the Gemara's, how the Gemara came out, why the Gemara started to poskin a rule this way over another one. The Tziv says we have no insight into that. Okay? The Tziv is like Talmud Tabak Shem or something like that. Anyway, okay, in any case, this are the two midas of what. Now, there's a third thing which I haven't mentioned, because it says in the Braisa three things. So it says, Kalim v'chamot, Bachamayim, Gzeira Shabbos, and Tiktuke Seifrim. Now, Rashi obviously is bothered to bring Seifrim. Okay? Says Rashi, but once again, I'll read the Rashi again. Mefarish Bishkolim, Shaosu Atera Sphira Sphiras, could go in Tezbah of Nosh. In other words, they made them to see in Chazal, they made halachas, and they numbered them. Right, as for Nosh and Paturus in Yavamas, they took different logs and numbered them. So it's interesting. Shalom yishtach, they shouldn't be forgotten. Very interesting. It's mashra to the time Moshe Rabbeinu, they would take halachas they had in the Mishnayos, and what did they do? They would give them numbers. Like Moshe Rabbeinu could have had, well, actually, it's hard to say Moshe. I mean, unless you do a Torah Shem Yalfeh, I mean, the only thing I can think about is Zachos Ish, mentioned explicitly the Garden of Avos. That, you know, the other ones are made through a Hekish, but whatever it is, but it's very interesting that how, you know, I mean, how do we understand this in the Chumash? So for the Rashi, I will learn the Rashi, it's Mashma a little bit, the Rashi is Mashma that these are not in the Chumash actually. But that when Moshe Rabbeinu taught the Torah, he taught the Torah in this way. He taught the Torah this way. In other words, that in other words, the way the Torah is, these are not things that are actually written in the Torah, but the Torah was taught in this way. In other words, they would teach the Torah, they would actually teach the Torah way to learn the Mishnayos, that they would give numbers of different things, different halachas, because it's easy, as Rashi says, right, shalo yishtachu, they wouldn't be forgotten. The reason Chazal give numbers is that you shouldn't forget. You have tesbav noshim, you have tesbav noshim, apatam in a yibam in a chalitza. So this is a way of remembering things. But the question, but the, obviously in Rashi understood that Dikri Sefer was not something which was contextual in the Chumash, but rather that there were remain halachas that that's the way they used to teach, and this process of numbering and grouping these halachas with numbers obviously was not completed, or it says why they didn't complete them, and they were forgotten in the time of Evel Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, obviously, the question arises, I mean, what if, you know, why did Chazal decide this? Of all things that were forgotten by Shemeno, why are these 15 cases? Why these 15 cases? The Rashi is beyond me, except the fact that Rashi seems to feel that this exception is not contextual in the Chumash. But the fact is that why in fact actually is the notion of the Tukei Seiflim forgotten during the time of Rashi? Now actually, Lulei Mistafina Rashi, I would learn the Tukei Seiflim in a different way. And I think that we know that many times in Chazal, in fact, actually seemed to refer to in Brises, in part of the Chumash, as being the Tukei Seiflim. Right? The question is, the Tukei Seiflim is actually, in fact, actually part of the Chumash. It's part of the Chumash. And the question is, so what if this is, in other words, if you learn the Tukei Seiflim, or Tikkun Seiflim, is in fact something which is the concept of Chazal, so how is it possible this to be forgotten? You know, Bishlama Gzera Shava is still contextual, but it's part of the Torah Shabbat. So it's a Kavachoma. But if Dikri Seifim is something which is actually part of the text, how could it be that Dikri Seifim is part of the text? This is something which I am not going to go into now, but in Mitzvah Shem, I think we'll leave it for the next year. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to actually discuss what did Chazal mean when they spoke about the Dikri Seifim in the context of the Chumash. Okay? Until then, from overlooking, this shir also too, is actually in memory, the Ilui Nishmas Yitzchak Dov ben Avram Alevi, that's Ben Mitchell's grandfather, who was dipped this past week, and I hope that the Torah, I had this in mind when I began the shir, but I had the full name, was given to me now, but I had forgotten the full name, and the Mitzvah in the next shiurim in the structure of the Chumash, the Eyes of Chazal, will be dedicated to Ilui Nishmas, so that the Torah should be an Ilui Neshama for him, and that we and Ben Milch and his family, Mokim Nachem Eschem, Sech Avi Tzion Yerushalayim. Till next week, from Nov Tzion, overlooking Mokim Sri Beis Mekdashenu, right? Have a good Tavach.